cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
WAVA. News this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran's president says its new supreme leader is calling for unity as the Islamic Republic faces economic hardships and sanctions stemming from the war with the United States. However, he says that talks with Oman to reopen the Strait of Hormuz are progressing, but it also stresses that resuming traffic in the waterway is all tied to U.S. concessions, one it seems unlikely President Trump would be willing to make. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake has struck western Colombia, causing serious damage to buildings and prompting evacuations as far away as Bogota. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The regional governor reports injuries but doesn't specify the number. The epicenter of Monday's quake is in San Jose del Palmar, about 250 miles west of Bogota. The quake hits at a depth of 66 miles. Footage shows homes and buildings collapsing in cities like Pereira, Cali, and Quibdó. Colombian President Abelardo de Esparria says that he will personally oversee recovery efforts. The quake was also felt in neighboring Ecuador. Bernie Bennett reporting.
It's been a mixed bag on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling a bit. It's off by 20 points at 54,016. The NASDAQ is off by about 15. And the S&P 500, the lone index, it's up by about 11 points. Senators have begun their long summer break without passing the president's coveted Save America Act.
The Senate leaving for vacation and not moving President Trump's Save America Act forward before the five-week recess. The bill would require ID to vote, which many Democrats oppose. President Trump having some fun on his Truth Social page, noting the irony of this video posted by former Vice President Kamala Harris, who says this.
This president is trying to push this SAVE Act, which basically would require that for people to register to vote, you're going to have proof of who you are.
Laura Winters reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Full speed into summer, and if you're thinking about buying a home this year, here's what you need to do first. Get pre-qualified, not once you've found the house, now before you even start looking. Here's why. In this market, houses sell in days, sometimes hours. The buyers who win aren't the ones with the highest offer. They're the ones already approved, ready to move, with a lender who can actually close. If you're not pre-qualified, you're a week behind. Maybe that house is gone. Well, I want to tell you about Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, my friends Mike and Brian, guys that I've worked with, they've built Fellowship around one thing, getting loans done for real families with unique situations. They use programs and options that typical lenders don't take the time to explore. Down payment solutions that fit the way people actually live. Everything's done in-house, one roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. Get pre-qualified today. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices have been on the rise again amid the apparent impasse over the Strait of Hormuz. Inflation will be the focus this week, with new data from July landing at midweek. European consumers can expect natural gas from Cyprus to help meet their energy needs by March 2028. That word from Cyprus's energy minister. Eastern Mediterranean becoming an alternative energy source for Europe as Russia's war in Ukraine and Middle East instability push Europe to find new sources. Two drivers of Mercedes-AMG cars have filed a class action lawsuit against the luxury automaker, saying that the AMG logo on their driver's seat gets so hot that it literally brands them and causes burns. The plaintiffs want Mercedes to compensate them for medical and other expenses. No comment from Mercedes. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it expects every officer and agent in the field to be equipped with a body camera by the end of August.
This will be a rapid expansion that could provide an unprecedented visual record of the federal government's immigration enforcement operations. But whether the public will get to see that footage remains largely up to ICE. The agency defended its body-worn camera policy amid questions about provisions allowing ICE leadership to withhold or indefinitely delay footage after serious injuries or deaths in custody. John Scott reporting.
It's been 12 months since the president announced a crime emergency in Washington, pledging to make the city safe and beautiful, and deploying the National Guard. Groups of armed members have become a routine presence on the streets of D.C., helping to reduce crime and also making tourists feel safer when they pay a visit to places like the Tidal Basin. More at SRN.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The 2026 Nappy Roundup is complete. You voted FM Talk 106.5 Best Local Facebook or Instagram Page. Yeehaw! Best Radio Lifestyle or Segment. Plain Gardening with Bill Finch.
Oh, man, this is incredible.
Best Talk Radio Host. Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, but it's always fun. It's pretty cool.
And Best Radio Team. Dan Brennan and Dalton Owig with Mobile Mornings.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for voting and listening. We're jumping with joy. FM Talk 106.5. From Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between, an insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Hour number three begins right now. 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. All you gotta do is text me, and I'll do my best to respond to whatever it is on your mind. A few things. If you want to weigh in, utilize the text line. Yes, we have talked a little WNBA today, of all things. But Sophie Cunningham fouled in a game over the weekend. A very flagrant foul. The player, Jedi Carrington, was kicked out of the game. But there's been a media firestorm. We've seen it with the sports media. You know, the sports media is just so JV on these issues. But they're calling it car. Karma, whatever. They're taking the side of the player who obviously has a beef with whatever Sophie Cunningham is doing in the WNBA. But that's on the radar. If you want to in, feel free to talk about that. A lot of that is if you've been watching Fox News the last 48 hours, you've probably seen it regularly. Why the WNBA players continue to shoot themselves in the foot, but they're just going to make these players more notable. The ones they don't like, it's a petty thing. My suspicion, as I said earlier, was that they don't like some players getting mentioned, getting the publicity, that they think that they paid their dues and they did it the right way. Maybe some of it's politics. We haven't talked about it today, but we spent a lot of time on it Friday. Fairhope breaking away from Baldwin County schools. It was a topic yesterday for me, kind of being out and about and around, particularly at church. Where you're finding, I was talking to a lawmaker about this morning. I think people inside of city limits, they're ambivalent. Maybe not crazy about the potential for a tax increase. Where you're fighting the real opposition is outside the city limits. Outside of the city limits. And does that matter? If you're in the Fairhope feeder pattern, all of a sudden you Fairhope says, okay, we're taking our ball and going home. You got to make arrangements. You're going to Foley schools or you're going, I don't know. I would think you would probably, you're going to see Baldwin County Schools build another high school in southeast Baldwin County at some point. They're going to have to, regardless of what Fairhope does. But here's one thing that Senator Elliott told us on Friday, that if the city of Fairhope doesn't act now, and let's say the city of Daphne acts next. Now, I don't know how serious Daphne discussions are at this moment in time. Daphne forms their own city school system. They have a bigger tax base. They're able to shoulder some of the upfront cost. Though the students who are in the feeder pattern, who are no longer going to be going to that Daphne high school or middle school or whatever, they're going to come to the schools in Spanish Fort and the schools in Fairhope, maybe some in Loxley. It's a real possibility. So does that light a fire under this? Look, I think years of mismanagement on the Baldwin County level, and look, the margin for error was very, very thin, has that sparked some of these discussions. Now, some of it's just your chronic malcontents, keyboard warrior types, but whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's created this perception that this is a school system that isn't functioning as maybe it should or could. And that's what's driving these discussions. Paul writes, do you think the Muslim Dems are really communist or just that way because they know that's the way to destroy something? No, I do think they believe in the socialism and big government and authoritarian government as the best system. And no, it's really radical. They see socialism and equality and equity and all these like buzzword virtues as the best way. They think there's merit to that. Now, I think they're true believers. Now, there's varying degrees here, but they're in the same neighborhood, generally speaking. New York City, under Mam Dani, does it collapse? Let's say that under some circumstances, things improve in New York. That will be, he'll be the poster child. He'll be the guy who has all the whacked out social views, foreign policy views. But it's a perception of being like it's a populism that we probably cannot comprehend in Alabama. When you're in a major metropolitan city and you're living on a low income and you're walking by all these multi-million dollar, and you know, I think back to my time in D.C., working for a nonprofit, making $35,000 a year. Like, how do people afford to live in these houses? You know, like, this is an unfathomable level of wealth. How are they able to make this much money, you know? And you kind of figure it out after a while. But to a lot of people, it's like, well, that doesn't seem fair to me. We need to do something about this. It's a class warfare game racket. And the government's always kind of like tried to be the great equalizer. They're aware of this. If you have too much imbalance in the system, that leads to civil unrest. That fundamentally people don't believe in growing the pie. They believe in splitting the pie. Which I reject that. But that's human behavior. They're getting rich off of my labors. Or, you know, the tired this isn't fair argument. And politicians are capitalizing on it. Far left politicians. For years and years and years, the left really made that their mantra. I believe no serious belief that that's really the way they were going to go, that they really didn't. This stuff we talk about, it's never going to happen, guys. But we pay it lip service because it gets us votes. As a Tillendale this. That maybe they talked about gas prices and socializing energy or whatever it may be. But they knew, like, deep down that's never going to happen. Now, look, there's all kinds of issues with what they want to do with private property rights and it's not obtainable, their utopia. But they could pay lip service to it, win some votes, and become an obstacle for a lot of economic prosperity, I think. Their idea of rich, of wealthy, and your idea are probably two different things. 251-343-0106, but Paul, to answer your question, I think they believe it to varying degrees. I don't think that they're necessarily the types who want to just tear the whole system down. Maybe some of them are. The system is unfair and equitable, whatever. But that's not the key objective here. The key objective is to spread the wealth, share the wealth, rather than just earn it. Be dark. The new Democrat socialists are the worst drag, or worse than a drag show. Drag shows don't bother me as long as they're on private property. The Democrat socialists are actually trying to change public policy. Let's see. A named texter. I find Dale Jackson to be very informative and entertaining. I even tried to listen to his show after the Jared Hudson interview he did. However, the show is very overproduced with all the sound effects, and 7 out of 10 commercials are in his voice. It's all a bit much for me. It's radio. I'll tell you all a secret about Dale. He's very smart. He does a show that I think we need more of in Alabama, that's more focused on what's going on locally than just having someone go on the air and just talk about Trump, or what's going on in D.C. But he's also lazy. Love his cookie cutter. Hate it, ain't! and he'll readily acknowledge it. That he comes in, does his show, and he's got all these segments to do. And you don't like the endorsements, but I'm telling you, these companies that he does the voices for, they love him. He sells their product. That's why he has all those spots. Jeff, a solar farm was put on Lot Road before you get to Georgetown. It's right there in the open on the side of the road, all up to the next people's houses. Nobody said anything about it. I think just a different culture, Tim, on one side of the bay versus the other. I think that a lot of the people who were in opposition to the solar farm, it's just funny, you're driving through Montrose or down Point Clearway and you see people with signs in their front yard that says stop the solar farm. And you're just thinking, well, you're like 20 miles away from it. Why do you care about what the people in North Baldwin County do with their land? I'm not saying there's some real legitimate gripes about what could happen here and the way it changes the landscape, but it's just a different sample survey of engagement, of civil engagement on one side versus the other. But you bought the property. Someone bought it from you or you sold it to you and you want it. You want to do what you want to do with it. I think if they had put the solar farm in Escambia County or Monroe County, no one would have cared. Honestly. I think we'd be having a totally different conversation, if at all. However, it's just, like I said, it's a different environment. One more here before we get to the break. Jeff, was any part of your recent trip more unsafe than 158? Oh, yeah. Driving through Chicago. I mean, some of the rules of the road are sketchy in some places. We can talk about that on the other side. Stick around. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig.
It's time for a checkup Monday at 1:50 when Sean talks with Dr. Gridley of Accordia Health on the topic of getting children ready to go back to school. It's time for a checkup Monday at 1:50 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. The special congressional primary election is tomorrow. This election will use district lines drawn by the Republican-controlled legislature. Four congressional districts have been redrawn since the initial primary election in May. In our area, that's District 1, covering Mobile, Baldwin, and Escambia counties, and District 7, which now includes Washington, Clark, Monroe, and Conecuh counties. Polls will be open from 7 to 7. While Baldwin County Public School students get ready to go back on Wednesday, discussions are once again being held about Fairhope becoming the next city in the county to start its own school system. City leaders are now exploring the possibility after looking into the costs and challenges that would come with parting ways from the Baldwin County Public School System. The mayor says residents funded their own study, which found the city would need roughly $91 million. A community public input meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 18th at 5:30 at City Hall.
When ordinary people champion with God, extraordinary things happen. Hi, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air Conditioning. For 46 years, we've been proudly serving our community with trusted heating and cooling solutions. As a factory-authorized Bryant dealer, we believe in doing the job right the first time. Like our Bryant motto, whatever it takes. And remember, no air conditioning should ever cost $28,000. L&S Air, 865-5174, license number 83104. And remember, keep Christ in your life.
If you're looking to hook the big one, see J&M Tackle in Orange Beach, serving the dedicated saltwater angler since 1988, and their knowledgeable staff is ready to hook you up. J&M Tackle has what you need for the catch of a lifetime. Come on in.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Get an education on blockchain tech with Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall. The constantly changing universe of blockchain technology is way deeper than just cryptocurrency. Scott talks about the hows and whys of the blockchain, plus introduces you to companies that are pioneering this brave new world. Beyond the Blockchain. Beyond the Blockchain. Tuesday nights at 8 on FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing
And the youngins dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Coming up on the program tomorrow, Will Hampson, I hope, will be with us. A couple other guests to be named later, but we'll do our best. So please make sure that you tune in for tomorrow's program. So to come here in the next segment, also Sidwell is a candidate for the 1st Congressional District here in South Alabama. Back to Jason's question about anything unsafe, more unsafe than 158. And, you know, a lot of it, we didn't get off the beaten path too much. So you try to do what we accomplished, and I'm surprised, still surprised we accomplished it. There's a lot of interstates, not a lot of scenic routes. Now, we took 158 on the way there, on the way up. But, you know, driving in a major city and all of the merging and just traffic, perhaps the most confusing may have been a little bit in Canada. Just getting from the U.S. border at Niagara Falls there around Buffalo to Toronto, it's not far. It's just the road is, the roads are congested. I tell you what was eye-opening was the amount of toll roads. Oh, and like they have cameras enforcing speed limits. The toll roads, though, take a bite out of you. They're not, you know, 50-cent tolls like what I grew up with in the Northeast. I didn't grow up with them, but when we would travel up that way, I mean, they're like $8, $9, $10. You drive to Pennsylvania Turnpike. If you drive to Pennsylvania Turnpike, I believe from one end to the other, it's like $110 for some vehicles. But as far as safe, curvy roads in upstate New York. But we stuck to the major highways generally because, you know, you watch a day game or you watch a night game in Detroit. You'd have to be in Pittsburgh by 1 o'clock Eastern time the next day. So you lose the hour. So, it's just that a lot of construction. There's just perpetual construction on our interstate highways in America. Mike, also, I think a lot of people have checked out on elections because they've realized both parties are liars. You can vote for someone who promises America first values, but then you get Trump 2.0. Both parties are nationally beyond repair. But I don't think the third way is going to work. And I know Sean and I talked about it Friday with Tucker Carlson and the movement he's trying to establish. And you know, there's some merit to it. Well, in some countries, you have multiple parties and elections happen. We have a parliamentary system. And, you know, they would, like, cat to four coalition governments to get a prime minister. Give everybody a seat at the table, if you will. And that gets really Frankensteinish. The two-party system has its flaws. It's not infallible, but it might be better than what we have. What we have in the United States might be better than a lot of more Western European social democracy type countries. Dirt Digger, I told Sean years ago Bloody 98 would turn to Bloody 158 because of all the commercial truck traffic. Eventually, they got to fix that. They got to finish it. It doesn't seem, a lot of the infrastructure has been built, the bridges. It's we got to build the West Alabama corridor first. I'm telling you what the thinking here is, and this is statewide under the Ivey administration. The 158 completion would be viewed as a route that serves people who aren't necessarily in Alabama, paying tax in Alabama, for Alabama. They see these routes to go to state lines as just that. And the motivation here for Cooper under this Aldott has been just to build within state. which maybe has merit. But that's the whole problem with I-10 and crossing the bay. They don't take care of the routes to go to points beyond Alabama like they should. And you see it when you cross state lines, and all of a sudden it's like the parting of the Red Sea, widening of the roads. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. stock market is drifting near its all-time highs while oil prices rise on ongoing uncertainty about when and if the Strait of Hormuz could reopen soon and get the global flow of crude oil going again. The S&P 500 was virtually unchanged midday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is flat and the NASDAQ Composite fell just a bit. Berkshire Hathaway climbed after becoming the latest U.S. company to top analyst profit expectations. In its latest report, Intel weighed on the market after saying it may sell $15 billion of stock to raise cash to take advantage of the AI frenzy. Brent crude oil rose about 3.2% of its value. Taylor Fresh Foods, that's the parent company of Taylor Farms, is voluntarily recalling some products that include jalapenos because of worries about a possible salmonella contamination. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.
Full speed into summer, and if you're thinking about buying a home this year, here's what you need to do first. Get pre-qualified. Not once you've found the house, now before you even start looking. Here's why. In this market, houses sell in days, sometimes hours. The buyers who win aren't the ones with the highest offer. They're the ones already approved, ready to move, with a lender who can actually close. If you're not pre-qualified, you're a week behind. Maybe that house is gone. Well, I want to tell you about Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, my friends Mike and Brian, guys that I've worked with, they've built Fellowship around one thing, getting loans done for real families with unique situations. They use programs and options that typical lenders don't take the time to explore. Down payment solutions that fit the way people actually live. Everything's done in-house, one roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. Get pre-qualified today. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 8193.
This weather update brought to you by G&D Farms Outdoor Expo, September 11th through the 13th. 3 days of everything outdoors for sportsmen and their families. Products and vendors who cater to those who love our Gulf Coast outdoors. September 11th through the 13th, G&D Farms Outdoor Expo at the grounds.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
Do you feel overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed? You're not alone. Millions of people experience these feelings every day. But the good news is there is help available. AltaPoint's team of experienced and compassionate professionals is dedicated to helping you overcome your challenges and achieve your health goals. We offer a range of evidence-based therapies and treatments tailored to meet your needs. Take the first step towards healing and call us at 251-450-2211.
The summer sell-off is on at Capital Tractor. Shop the full Kubota lineup with the largest inventory in Alabama, plus quality used equipment. Capital Tractor is your family-owned full-service Kubota dealer. Visit Capital Tractor in Tillman's Corner or at CapitalTractor.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
Let's make sure that no matter how old and wise you grow in life,
that you don't grow old and broke.
Paul is the president and chief wealth advisor with Roberts Wealth Management.
These are some of the largest life-changing decisions you'll ever make in your lifetime. I want to make as many memories from 62 to 82 as I can.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts, Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
Welcome back. back to the Jump Force Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. Time permitting, I'll get to some of your texts. Got three or four here that are still outstanding. I'll make sure that we get to before the conclusion of today's broadcast. Joining us now, however, he is a candidate in tomorrow's special election for Congress. Those of you who live in 1, 2, 6, and 7, those congressional districts have an election tomorrow, all based on the redrawn maps that the legislature approved earlier this year. But Austin Sidwell, candidate on the Republican ballot tomorrow, joins us now. Austin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for making time. We do appreciate it. Well, how are you feeling? It's the home stretch here. I'm sure you're exhausted, but you got to feel pretty decent about where you, the sort of ground you've had to make up.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm at peace. Something came over me about a month ago, and we've really been there. There's no one going to say that they've outworked us. And because of that, I know God put us on this path. I don't know what the end result's going to be, but I'm at peace with what we've done and how we followed him.
Yeah, I was telling you off air, just kind of driving around the district a little bit here. You know, a lot of Sidwell signs starting to kind of spring up, and not just in public right-of-ways or whatever, but in people's yards, I think. So I think, I know signs don't vote, but there's something to be said about that.
Well, we've kind of taken the approach of we wanted to hand those to people. Like, we weren't just going to put them up in random public places. So most of our signs since the very beginning, those are people that we've shaken hands with and handed them those signs. And then that's grown as we've gotten closer and people have taken 20, 30 signs and helped put them out in their neighbor's yards. And it really is a grassroots movement and it's been awesome to be a part of.
And the other thing about this election, I mean, you've been running for well over a year, that this is sort of an overtime event, but tomorrow there's no runoff tomorrow. And, who knows what turnout's going to be, but you feel like there's a puncher's chance here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I don't think anyone can predict what turnout's going to be. I know that, and I'll say this for all of the candidates, we've all put in the work to let people know that this is there because it is important. It was talked about at the Purple Heart ceremony this past week. Like, people died for our opportunity and our freedom to get out there and vote. So it is a huge deal. I mean, this is your congressional representation. So I want as many people to show up as can show up. And hopefully, we see better than 5%, but we can't predict that. But with what we're seeing, we do have a chance and we're excited about it.
Well, for the sake of this audience, maybe they didn't hear you on a Dan and Dalton show, or they haven't heard from you on this show yet, but tell us a little bit about yourself real quick once again.
So, absolutely. So, I grew up in Baldwin County. I went to the United States Air Force Academy. I spent 12 years flying helicopters in the Air Force. That included time in combat search and rescue. And then a lot of my time was at Fort Rucker as an instructor up there. Along the way, while I was active duty, I got an MBA from Liberty University, and I got my law degree from Jones School of Law up in Montgomery. And then I spent the last 3 years running my family security company here. It's based out of Foley. We do a lot of work down in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. But I really just I stepped up to run because I have kids at home. And I want to make sure that we ensure that they have the same opportunities that I had when I was growing up. So I see the direction of Americans, kind of the direction of our government being inundated with special interest. And I want to fight against that. I want to stand up for the people of Alabama.
Yeah. And let's say you're elected, you go to Washington, D.C. I mean, obviously, it's tough to really do a whole lot as a new member of Congress, as a freshman, but you're still going to be there. What does that look like for you? What do you want to get accomplished?
Well, we want to start with places where we can get some traction as a new congressman. And one of those areas is the VA. I would like to see us actually bring service members into the VA before they get out of their service. A lot of people don't know this, but when you get out of the military, you get 2 weeks of PowerPoints that tell you how to do everything, and then they shove you out the door and kind of forget about you, and the onus is put on the veteran to go seek out those benefits. And that's not how workers' comp works in the real world. And I think our government owes it to those people to, you know, get those people signed up and with their first medical appointment within 6 months of getting out of active duty service or reserve or whatever that is. So I think that's something that we could actually get bipartisan support on, and some support even as a new guy up there.
Yeah, and you know, and so it's just getting on the right committees, knowing who and knowing where to look, and a lot of that is just part of the game there. But it's still the Washington D.C. game. Is that something you're comfortable with?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I've somebody asked me this early in the campaign, you know, how will I have I say this for your radio audience, the cojones to step up and stand my ground. And when you've cut the engine on a helicopter with a student pilot sitting next to you at 1,000 feet and rode it to the ground, like you can stand up to what it is in D.C. So I may not have D.C. experience, but I have a lot of real world experience, a lot of experience working within the government from the military side. And I think that that's going to benefit me when I get up there.
Let's talk about some issues right now. And you and I have talked about it, but yeah, I mean, you just can't get around not talking about what's going on with Iran. It's sort of intertangled with the affordability question, energy prices, gas prices, et cetera. But it just feels like we're kind of walking in quicksand. One day you feel like things are improving, and then next that there's some incident or something. What do you make of it?
It feels like it's felt for the past 20 years with every conflict we've had in the Middle East. It wasn't really posed as that at the beginning. But now I hear it's getting, you know, more just kind of, it feels like we're trapped again. And, you know, with Afghanistan, with Syria, with Iraq over the last 2-3 decades, I think the American people are just ready for an exit strategy. Like, if that includes, you know, going in there with more force, then let's do it. Let's accomplish the mission. Let's win this war and then bring our people home. And if the strategy is, you know, the vice president's strategy of negotiating and making sure that we have a deal that works for us, great. We have the energy resources here to protect the Western Hemisphere and to really dial into, you know, more of that Monroe Doctrine type of mentality. If that's the case, then let's get the best deal and let's get out of there. But I don't think anyone is really pleased about us extending this war any longer than we have to.
If a deal is obtainable, even there's some that say, you know, why don't we just hit them harder? Why don't we do more and just settle the score? And to me, that comes with fraught with all kinds of problems. But, you know, if a deal, sure, these guys will tell you they'll agree to a deal and then they'll turn around the next corner and they'll violate the deal. Is that something we ought to consider?
Well, I mean, I think it has to be on the table. I think some sort of deal. I mean, we've never seen the alliance of the GCC and Israel and the things that are going on the back of the Abraham Accords that we've seen before in the past. So I think that there's some strength in our partners there to hold them accountable. And we're just going to have to rely on that. But get back to the America First idea. Right. That is not being stuck over there. So I think we have to do whatever we have to do, whether it's a deal, whether it's hitting them harder. I'm probably more like minded with you. Hitting them harder brings a whole lot more problems. But we've hit them pretty hard. Their infrastructure has been hit. Their nuclear program's devastated. From what I can tell, I'm not privy to any more intel than the average reader out there. But, you know, we've done a lot to set them back for decades. And if that's the case, let's take our win on that regard. And let's focus on producing our energy and producing the resources we need to not give them the power going forward.
Well, and you know, such a big part of it, I think the discussion has kind of moved from their nuclear ambitions to the Strait of Hormuz and protecting that shipping traffic. Now, I mean, I get it. We could be self-reliant with energy, but the way it works, the price of oil, it's gauged on a global market. And there's buyers for a domestic produced energy in the United States all over the globe. If they're not able to get it out of the straits there in the Middle East, what do you do there? Do we need to be as active, or if not more active, in trying to be the world's policeman in these shipping channels?
I don't know. I think there's an argument both ways. I would say that we have to plus up our refining capabilities here on the home base in America so that we can be more of the centralized location and hub for that global oil trade, right? We're not getting off the petrodollar anytime soon. You and I could have a nuanced conversation about what I think about that, but that kind of does hold us into this Middle Eastern forward idea or on the global stage. But if we could refine more oil here, if we could update our refineries to handle the type of oil that we have here in the United States, we can shift a lot of that global focus here to the United States and to the Western Hemisphere over the Middle East.
Well, now, your opponent thinks that the actors in that neighborhood in the Middle East need to be more active, that, you know, you need to see more from the Saudis. And the idea to me of the Saudis setting foot on Iranian soil, I mean, that comes with a lot of historical problems. But is that something, it makes sense. It's in their backyard. They need to be responsible for what they're, you know, what goes on in their neighborhood to some degree, rather than us on the other side of the globe. Is that somehow a workable solution in your mind?
If we can get them to agree to the Abraham Accords, and if we can get them to partner with Israel, then yes, I think it is, because they could act as our arm out there to help police them. I'm with you. You look at the history repeats itself. We know the history that kind of has encompassed that. I don't know if Saudi Arabia would have the power or the ability to really be the dominant force in the region and to hold Iran in control. But they've got to do it in partnership with the rest of the GCC and Israel. I mean, it's not one nation stepping in. It's a collection of all of them. And the United States has the ability to, I don't even want to say police it from there, but to pull the economic levers in order to keep that entity at bay and to keep that under control. So we have, especially if we shifted a lot of the oil power and the oil resources and the idea of that the Western Hemisphere is now the new hub over the Middle East, we would be able to pull those levers. So it's a complicated, I'm not going to sit here and say that I have all the answers, but I don't know if Saudi Arabia is going to be this key, you know, to the solution to that puzzle. But they definitely have to be an active part of it.
Joined by Alston Sidwell, he's a candidate in the first congressional district special election primary tomorrow. Kind of move on here, and some of the things, this has been the mantra, very hyper-focused on, let's say, in national politics, but this populism, but it's not like what we think of as like Trump-style era populism. It's just socialism. It's the DSA. It's the rise of these ideas, which I think is just kind of like, people are just looking for something, and this seems to make sense in their minds for whatever reason, but it is just fraught with all kinds of problems and constitutional issues. But I still think it's a concern. What do you think? The rise of socialism, these candidates winning in these blue states that are far, far left. What do you make of that?
I think that it rises out of an atmosphere where we haven't actually implemented some of our conservative values to show people the better way. I think as Republicans, we have to win on the issues and we have to do what we say. You know, the private-public partnerships, the corporate relationships that have kind of become the staple of the Republican Party do not show people, they haven't brought down prices. It hasn't affected people's pocketbooks in a positive way, so they're looking for another mechanism. And I've said this, I mean, really my whole life. we have got to show people that the free market works. But in order for the free market to work, we've got to get the government out of it. We've got to actually shrink the size of the federal government. When you talk about healthcare, when you talk about the things that really affect people's pocketbooks, we can't win half in, half out. We've got to buy into a small government world where they're not involved in our healthcare. You know, we've had Obamacare on the books since what, 2011, 2010. We've had Congress, we've had all branches of government multiple times since then. And yet we don't do anything to counteract that. And that's a problem. And that's where I see that people who live kind of in that world of paying attention can be swayed either way, not just the Republican or the Democrat. They're going to go with whatever way directly affects them, and they're searching for solutions right now. Obviously, socialism doesn't work. It leads to communism. History repeats itself. It's a terrible system, but most people aren't educated well enough to see the ramifications for that, or they ignore it. And so we have to win on our conservative values. And I don't think we're doing that right now.
Austin, we got to jump. But before we go, folks want to find out more about your candidacy, your campaign, or any of that, how can they find that?
SidwellForCongress.com, Sidwell for Congress on Facebook, Instagram, J.A. Sidwell on X. We've put all of our stuff out there. So what I can ask right now, if somebody's got my number out there. I've given out over 8,000. The business cards and my number to people. So find my number, message me on social, ask me the question that you need to know if you're hesitant about voting for change.
Austin, good luck tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. The special congressional primary election is tomorrow. This election will use district lines drawn by the Republican-controlled legislature. Four congressional districts have been redrawn since the initial primary election in May. In our area, that's District 1, covering Mobile, Baldwin, and Escambia counties, and District 7, which now includes Washington, Clark, Monroe, and Conecuh counties. Polls will be open from 7 to 7. While Baldwin County Public School students get ready to go back on Wednesday, discussions are once again being held about Fairhope becoming the next city in the county to start its own school system. City leaders are now exploring the possibility after looking into the costs and challenges that would come with parting ways from the Baldwin County Public School System. The mayor says residents funded their own study, which found the city would need roughly $91 million. A community public input meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 18th at 5:30 at City Hall.
Don't miss the Mobile Chamber Business Expo presented by Southern View Media Thursday, August 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Tickets $5 with your business card. Mobile Chamber Business Expo. See you there.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Whether you want to trim, sharpen, grind, clean, polish, or sand a variety of materials, Bayou Fasteners offer best-in-class bonded, coated, non-woven, and super abrasive products for industrial, construction, automotive, and do-it-yourselfer application. Visit Bayou Fasteners in Sara Lee.
Advertising. It's how you encourage people to buy your products, services, or ideas. Imagine being handed a microphone to speak in front of a stadium of 30,000 people. What would you say about your business? FM Talk 106.5 can put you in front of that audience. This is Celeste Hall. Together, we can create an effective advertising campaign. Our listeners are eager for information, trust our station, and prefer to patronize local businesses like yours. Call me at 445-7249, and let's talk about how FM Talk 106.5 can help increase your business.
When you need experts who get real.
What is a foodie?
About real issues.
What annoys you at restaurants?
Hear real local food and beverage experts.
Mike Bailey, this is how he eats his hot dog. This is the bun.
this is the hot dog. He'll take the hot dog out, get a knife and fork, cut it up, eat it with his fork, and then he'll go back and eat the bun.
Yep, really?
No, that's the way I like it.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, Sunday mornings at 11 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. There's a kind of war brewing between average citizens and government entities. On the one side, they use technology limiting our freedoms, or on the other side, to increase safety. If you have property, drones monitor your yard and invade privacy to check brush clearance, or if you have a pool, it can add to your tax bill. Now people are angry about Flock cameras, which can read your license plate and track wherever you drive. And there is misuse of the data, and some police officers have been accused of using them to check up on a romantic partner or illegally check on coworkers or people they know. Monitoring everyone, whether they've committed a crime or not, is arguably a violation of the Constitution. In Los Angeles, they're bringing back red light cameras, something they canceled in 2011. It is a money grab. The company they used out of Arizona changed their name, and magically, they're back. It is an abuse of taxpayers that will result in financial loss, as it did before. History repeats itself, and you and I will pay for it. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
To the Jump Port Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on what's left of this Monday morning. We do appreciate it. Midday Mobile coming up here shortly, so you want to stay tuned for that. Anderson writes, as a parent, I could see the move away from the public school system. Years ago, we decided to homeschool to escape what was going on in the school system then. Now they are grown and fully functioning young adults. Haywood asked, how many popes did you see at the Cubs or White Sox game? Not many at the White Sox game. Saw a lot of Pope branded memorabilia or merchandise, I guess, at the Cubs gift store, though. Mariner, wait till you drive on the Linden Bypass. I drove on a little bit of it on my way to Tuscaloosa just to see it. We rode up that way. It wasn't fully complete, but I don't know why they were routing us that way. They did. I guess they needed to show off their labors. Mike, the votes in my house will be counted for. He said, well, the counter fire dogs vote in the data center. Like you said this already. Farm labor advocate Warhawk. Let's see here. Loxley is going to build a new high school. Isn't it underway? Or is there some kind of school over there? When you're heading that way, right? Over there on 64. Unnamed texter, I find it very amusing. A comment about both parties lying to us. Yes, I'm sure that the Democrats have lied many times. But Donald Trump makes up fictional stories about children getting their genitals cut off at school. A Democrat states murdering babies at conception. Or how about every single promise he made to us during a campaign that he completely did the opposite? It's hard to even call MAGA conservative. Trump is completely the opposite of conservative. Look up the word of the dictionary. The lies coming from the right way outweigh the left. Well, I'll say this. You want to compare Trump to Kamala Harris or Biden or Hillary Clinton? We're in a far better place because Trump versus those two. Now, look, it's the lesser of two evils. Maybe is that a fair argument? No, but it's the reality. So the perfect candidate, our president, is just not something that is going to come into existence. You say it is the redraw maps, but they redraw the maps and now back close to what they were a few years ago. Yes, but there were some subtle changes. Unnamed texter, the 2022 maps, I believe we used, are a little different than the maps we're using here. The legislature did attempt to create an opportunity district there in the second, but it was rejected by the lower courts. So there you have it. I got to get out of here. Like I said, Midday Mobile is on the way. I will try to do better tomorrow. Sorry, Phyllis Effer, to say goodbye. This has been the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.